Can't you just tell it's the 4-day weekend? Yeah, I'm just walking to my parents' place, and it's colder, it's a little bit rainier, and I've just been taken by surprise by a fairground, which I was not expecting to see. Well, obviously, or I wouldn't have been taken by surprise by it, so... I bet you're glad you listened to me talk. Yeah, so it's not as pleasant as yesterday's evening ramble, because the weather's a bit worse. So it means you have to listen to me sniffing a little bit more. Yeah. So, as I say, I'm off to visit my folks because I like to catch up with them, and they've just been away for a week. They've just been to Scotland. So I'm going to find out what that was like. And what else am I going to do? Sit and eat, chat, basically. So, yeah, I had a suggestion through for an evening ramble topic, and that topic was suggested by a chap I know called Jotty, and his topic suggestion was topics, as in the chocolate bar. So, I mean, there's a few angles that I could cover talking about them. What's the nut quotient like compared to, say, Snickers? Or, you know, the amount of chocolate in either. To be fair, I can't remember the last time I ate a topic. And it's been a very long time since I had a Snickers. Largely because I'm not over keen on nuts in confectionery. To be quite frank, I don't hate Snickers, but I tend not to go for them. And it's the same with dairy milk that has fruit and nut in it. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. However. I am a fan of dairy milk that's got pieces of Oreo cookies. Those are probably one of the finest things ever to happen in the world of confectionery. If they ever get pulled from circulation, I will cry a little bit. Much as I did when Cheese Bugles disappeared from the UK shelves. They were my favourite crisp. So, yeah, like today, I'm very glad it's the 4-day weekend, because it's been a very arduous week. It's been a bit stressful, it's been a lot going on, and it's been a bit wacky, to be fair. But it's been that sort of day that when I've gone on my lunch break, to accompany my sandwich, I bought a slab of dairy milk chocolate with Oreo cookie bits. That was really good. So that's my favourite chocolate. It's quite a high breeze blowing, which might be sounding on the microphone as we speak. Yeah, what other chocolates do I like? I like a Yorkie. Despite their assertions that they're not for girls, that's bollocks. Anyone can eat a Yorkie, so long as they enjoy them responsibly. Whispers are good. I think a lot of my favourite chocolate bars, to be quite honest, are like entirely chocolate. Apart from Kit Kat Chunkies, That's another good one. Especially the ones that I had seen until quite recently. That had a peanut butter filling. Those are the king of Kit Kat Chunkies. And it's making me kind of sad that not only can I not find any anywhere at the moment, it's also rather upsetting that you couldn't even get them in multi-packs. That was wrong ethically. It has gone awfully windy and rainy, and I'm just over halfway to my mum's and dad's, and this is already, walking is seeming like a slightly bad choice, but nevertheless, I press on, I'm determined, and I'm also thinking about the people back at that fairground who must be standing amid the carousels and the shooting galleries and the inflatable castles and thinking, I want to go home. Those people are the poorest people. I, at least, am on my way to rest in the bosom of my family, whereas those people are destined to piss coins away under the mistaken belief that they're having fun. Possibly. I could be wrong. They could be having the best time ever, genuinely. But I hope they're wearing warm clothes. I don't think I'm worse dressed than I was when I went for my walk yesterday. But I am rather wishing I had gloves because my hands are freezing. Still, it could be worse. I could be on fire. That is a mantra that I live by. I'm currently walking past a pub called the Sneed Arms, and it's in Seabridge. Is it Seabridge? It's kind of Newcastle / Pooldam / Thistlebury. And if you're local to me, those names will mean something to you, and if they don't, sorry. But the last time I went in that pub was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Was it New Year's Eve? It was either New Year's Eve or around New Year's Eve. It was at least imminent. And my parents and I had gone into that pub to watch a couple of friends of ours play music for an evening. And partway through, I think towards the end of the first half of their set, this cabal of middle-aged to old blokes came in. One of them was so pissed he couldn't talk. And I'm not quite sure how he got in, really, how he was allowed in, but anyway, the toilets were down some steps, and he went down, went to the loo, and then on his way up fell back down the stairs and cracked his head open, and he was basically covered in blood and other waste products, and our friends had to stop partway through their set to say, Luke, we're not going to carry on playing until somebody helps this guy. Because nobody was paying a blind bit of attention. And they were actually questioning whether or not they should order him an ambulance. Which was quite stupid. They were stuck between ordering him a taxi or an ambulance. So that was a laugh. He went out on a stretcher as well. Happy days. So, on that positive, endless, boundless joy of optimism, good night!